My goodness. Well, what a beautiful evening ahead it is, and what a beautiful evening it has been, and what a beautiful evening it will be. Because the love and the enthusiasm generated here tonight is just most beautiful. We actually are here tonight because of the birth of Jesus the Christ, the baby Jesus. We all know the story of baby Jesus and how this came about. But not very often do we hear that the birth of this beautiful master who came to this earth plane, who taught us how to live and taught us how to love and taught us how to laugh if we really understand his message. For we in metaphysics don't feel that he came to save our souls, but he came to give us life and show us how to live. Also, this beautiful baby that was born to Joseph and Mary was born of a virgin. However, in that day and in that time, any female that gave birth was a virgin until she gave birth. And so, scientifically, she gave birth the way everyone gives birth. But the magic of this story and the magic of Jesus' life and the magic of this birth experience also has a wonderful experience in our lives as far as our spirituality. But first of all, in this day and in this time of the year, spirit comes closer than it has at any other time in the season. And excuse me just a minute, I'm going to lower this light just a little bit because it's bothering me, number one, and number two, I know it's supposed to be just a little bit quieter. Mm-hmm. There we go. So, I want you to think of the night that babe was born. And maybe there were a few animals around stirring. We're told that he was born in a manger. However, Spirit tells us that he was born in a cave, a lowly cave. But think of that night, of the glory, of the wonderment, of the parents and everyone around. The wonderment of this wonderful birth that had been prophesied and it had been taught by the Essenes that this wonderful Christ spirit was coming to the earth. But symbolic, this story of the birth has some symbology for us. Because the symbology of the cave is also a sign of our heart center. And that heart center, where that divine essence lives, is also where, when with love and light and understanding of this wonderful experience, we all awaken to our divinity too, when we're ready. Also, the star of this story, the wise men followed the star. What a wonderful thing. Jesus was born under the pronouncement of this wonderful star. Star has a divine meaning of the brotherhood of man. We're all divine sparks of God. We're all stars. But more than that, in Jesus' life, he spoke about love and the coming of another time. A time of love and understanding. A time of when man would start to awaken. Jesus said to his disciples once, he said, follow the man with the water pot. The man who pours forth the water of spirit upon the followers of the star. And to help awaken all of those who are ready. Is that not what's happening today in this Aquarian age? When through love and understanding, we all are awakening to a new kindness, to a new respect for all races, for all religions? Are we not opening our hearts, even though if you listen to the news, it doesn't appear so? But walk the streets at Christmas time. Walk the aisles in the grocery store and smile and look in the eyes of those people around you, and you will find someone to bless you as you cross eyes, as we're all awakening to this new awareness. The shepherds in the fields. The shepherds are symbolic of the awakening of man to his clairvoyance. Those wonderful teachers, those wonderful shepherds of men who somehow get inspiration and enlighten those around them and care for them. These wonderful shepherds who tell of a new age, of a new understanding. These shepherds who, if we listen and open our minds, we have an awareness of our own guidance. And then there's the wise men who came with gold and frankincense and myrrh. Gold to transmute all the base metals, all the negativity in our life. Gold who came, who was given symbolically to the Christ child because they knew symbolically that he was going to reach mastery. He was going to be able to transmute those negative things into that holy golden grail. And frankincense, the sweetness that it was there with Jesus the Christ and baby Jesus, but the sweetness that is within our hearts and minds as we grow spiritually. The sweetness and the fragrance. I know many of you who have experienced smells, a pungent smell that comes with healing sometimes in the classroom and sometimes in seances. This pungent, wonderful fragrance that is given to us from the healing gardens in spirit. And then again, too, myrrh. Myrrh, that pungentness, that things that's a little bitter in life. Because if it weren't for the bitterness given us in life, we wouldn't look within. If it wasn't for the bitterness that life gives us sometimes, we wouldn't understand how to grow in strength and compassion and understanding. And then there are those wonderful angels that have heralded in this wonderful master. The angels that also are heralding in this wonderful awakening. The angels that we all have around about us, those individual angels that guide us and direct us. But we have to be calm. We have to come as children. We have to come with open hearts and enthusiasm and joy and peace, and leave the depression and the earth matters behind us, to open up, to listen to the guidance of those angels who give us all direction, to listen to those spirit loved ones that are around you, especially at this time, who just simply want to say, "I love you. I miss you. I'll be waiting for you. Life goes on. Life can be beautiful. And lastly, I would like to talk about the Christmas trees that we have. Because Spirit tells us there are Christmas trees in spirit, and especially in those temples of light. Beautiful Christmas trees. And the lights on those Christmas trees are lit by the love that is sent from this world, by the light that is generated, that starts glowing within you when you send your light and your love and your peace. Jesus always spoke with calmness. He didn't judge, not ever. When he was instructed by someone that something had gone wrong in their life, he would simply say, "Don't do it anymore. Look within to that beauty within and look to your own divinity." At one time he said, "Know you not that ye are gods? Know you not that we are beautiful spirit beings of light now when we turn our eyes toward that central sun of life of the universal God? All it takes is to come as that beautiful child and to listen to that inspiration within yourself of the possibilities of this life for you. You see, what matters in spiritual growth are not the PhDs, the MDs, the REVs. It's not the labels. It's the simplicity of life. It's the understanding that we have within us, the simplicity and the humility of that light within us that allows us to grow, leaving our egos behind. It's mastery over the physical. It's mastery over the ego personality. It's learning to live just simply wonderful, experiencing life as it was meant to be. Life as it was beginning to change when we emulate the life and the teachings not only of Jesus the Christ, but of all the wonderful savants who have come to this earth plane. But tonight, we're speaking of this time and this age on planet Earth. On this day and this time, when we are awakening to the beauty of those around us. But before we can awaken to the beauty of the ones around us, we have to first understand and awaken to the beauty and the possibilities within in us as individuals. Within us, those rays of light of that guiding star. In us, that wonderful warmth of that divine essence of that love and of that joy and that peace and enthusiasm that we can have when we understand what this life's all about and we come in belief as children. And when we come with those possibilities that the greatest gift we can ever give is the gift of ourselves. You see, there's many billions of people on this earth plane, but there's only one you. You are the gift of the universe for your life and your personality. You are the gift of this day and age, for that beautiful Christ light lives in you as taught by that baby Jesus. That infant Christ consciousness is dwelling in that heart center. It takes love to awaken it. It takes the knowledge that it's there. It brings peace. It brings joy. It brings comfort. So as we go into this closing part of the candlelight service, I want you to think about the light that's shining in your soul, in your spirit, the light of peace that can be lit in that heart center right now, and share your light with the world and with each other, and hold that light of the candle that's going to be lit, and look at that light and think of that Christ child. And think of that master teacher who came to this earth plane and overcame the physical, not with his ego, but with that simple strength, power of that divine essence that lives within the heart center. In earth vibration today, it's not like it was in the Piscean Age. Because in the Piscean Age, we could physically maneuver things around and make it work in our life. Back in my day, we would say, okay, well then I'll get a job digging ditches and I will make it if worse comes to worse. It's not that way anymore. Because to make your life work in this day and this age, we have to call on that God energy, that God essence, that divine essence that Jesus spoke of, that all the masters have found. It's that strength and that light that does the works. It's that strength and that light that does the healing. It's that strength and that love and that understanding of not just those around you, but learning to understand yourself so that you can understand those around you. It's that light and that peace that will bring peace on earth. So now, if the ushers would please, you would all please stand as we get ready to sing our closing song, Silent Night, page 270.